And together, we made good progress. We made good progress in further developing these bilateral ties, and they have reached the level which they should reach. Of course, it is our destiny to live together in this region. And so it is very natural and it's very normal to address all the issues and all the matters and developments and previous events in a positive spirit, which helps both people. Last year, he visited Iran, 1,200,000 Iranian pilgrims visited Iraq. From Iraq, the Iraqis who visited Iran, around 600,000. And so this in of itself points out the nature of the ties between the two neighboring brotherly countries. We discussed many different issues, many important issues related to our bilateral ties. The most important is reinvigorating or further enhancing the higher economic Joint Economic Council, and we discussed the upcoming meeting between the concerned ministers, and this council will be under the auspices of the Prime Minister and the Vice President of Iran, the Prime Minister of Iraq and the Vice President of Iran. It includes also many ministers from both countries. We stressed on the importance of holding the next meeting for this Joint Economic Committee as soon as possible. The other issues which we discussed and we touched upon were the good progress which was achieved regarding the border matters and the committees focused on the border situation. We have representatives and we have officials in Tehran who are discussing these matters. In this perspective, in this issue, we also achieved good progress, and there are ongoing consultations and discussions regarding demarcating the sea border between both countries, the coastal border, and we discussed this in detail. We also discussed the issue of the holy sites. We stressed on the importance of this matter as well, to provide security for the pilgrims who come. We also held discussions in this perspective, which is part of an agreement regarding the numbers of pilgrims, and we are opening, together we are opening the road to further progress, but it is very necessary to make this an orderly process. We also discussed our perspective and our vision regarding the developments in the region, especially at the time where we are witnessing very important developments. Of course, meetings to exchange ideas regarding the latest developments. And the other point which we discussed actually was the necessity of Iraq for water. Iraq is in need of water from neighboring countries. Most of this water comes from the neighboring country, Turkey. However, there are also some rivers from the neighboring country, Iran, and some areas are witnessing a shortage of water. And so we agreed on forming a technical committee in order to look into this matter, especially because this issue is something very important for both countries. Both countries are in need of these resources are in need of such a strategy. We found that the Iranian side was very understanding and completely ready. The Iranian foreign minister and the accompanying delegation as well, they were fully understanding and very serious in order to tackle these issues and to tackle these matters in a concrete, in a tangible spirit, and based on the common interests which are attached to our ties based on the common interest which our ties are based upon. We, of course, we have an understanding regarding everything. We reached understanding on these issues and we agreed on continuing to hold further meetings, and I have an upcoming meeting to the Islamic Republic of Iran in order to further follow up and invigorate the discussions which we held today and to give these discussions further momentum. This is what I have, and now I will give the floor to Dr. Salehi. Welcome once again.
که 1,200,000 زائر سال گذشته از ایران راهی عراق شدند و 600,000 شهروند عراقی از جمهوری اسلامی دیداری داشتند. محورهای مختلفی در مذاکرات اخیر با جناب آقای دکتر صالحی داشتیم در خصوص برگزاری کمیسیون عالی اقتصادی مشترک دو کشور به ریاست جناب آقای مالکی و جناب آقای معاون ریاست جمهوری اسلامی ایران و تعداد با شرکت تعدادی از وزرای کابینه دو کشور. تأکید کردیم که در اسرع وقت این اجلاس برگزار بشود. پیشرفت‌های خوبی را هم در خصوص کمیته‌های مرزی مشترک داریم که در همین ایام مسئولین عراقی در ایران به سر می‌برند برای پیگیری این گونه مسائل و همچنین در خصوص ترسیم مرزهای اربندرود و شط العرب هم صحبت‌هایی کردیم که این مسئله جنبه‌های فنی.
Well, this is a joint press conference in Baghdad between Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi and his Iraqi counterpart, Mr. Hoshyar Zebari. According to Mr. Zebari, Iran and Iraq have made a good progress in bilateral ties. Also, creating a joint economic council is on the agenda of talks. Mr. Zebari also added that tourism, trade, and water resources have also been discussed. Mr. Salehi is heading a political delegation, and he was welcomed by his Iraqi counterpart, Mr. Hoshyar Zebari, who we're seeing there at the Baghdad International Airport upon his arrival. Today, the top Iranian diplomat is scheduled to exchange views with Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, and also Parliament Speaker Osama al-Najafi on ways to promote bilateral relations and the ongoing events in the Middle East. Mr. Salehi will also discuss the key issue of the Muslim world and issues of mutual interest with heads of Iraqi political groups. That's the press conference we're seeing there. The interpreter is translating Mr. Zebari's comments that we heard a little earlier. They've also discussed the issue of demarcation. The demarcation of borders. Also, tourism, trade, and water resources were also discussed.
Thank you to God Almighty who gave me the chance to visit the neighborly and brotherly country of Iraq for the second time in the past couple of months. I know that you've been waiting for some time. I don't want to keep you waiting much longer. Respected brother, Mr. Hoshyar Zebari completely touched upon the major points around which we discussed. Therefore, I don't find that necessary to touch upon the same issues, if you allow us, and if Mr. Minister allows us, we are ready to take your questions.
كما تفضل أخي العزيز معالي السيد وزير الخارجية في جمهورية العراق وبرقنا في لقاءات في هذا اللقاء إلى مواضيع مهمة وقد طرحها معاليه في حديثه قبل قليل، لذلك لا أرى أن هناك ضرورة لأعيد ما ذكره أخي معالي السيد الوزير، وأستميحكم جميعا وأستميح أخي وزير الخارجية في جمهورية العراق لنستمع إلى أسئلة الإخوة والأخوات الإعلاميين.
Thank you very much. We will take a few questions, but from both sides, not only from our side. Go ahead, please. Introduce yourself. Yes, Yasser Al-Hattab from Al-Ahed channel. My question is to the Foreign Minister of the Islamic Republic of Iran. How do you view the changes which are being witnessed on the political arena in the countries of the region? Do you have a new roadmap with these changes to accompany these changes? And is Iraq part of this new roadmap? Thank you very much.
چگونه ارزیابی می‌فرمایید و آیا نقشه راه جدیدی که عراق محور اساسی آن باشد در نظر هست که مطرح شود و یا اگر نه؟
ببینید تغییر و تحول یک امر طبیعی است. Developments are natural in the course of time. Such developments are natural to happen regarding the developments. In our opinion, these are major developments. They can have their own impacts in our region. We are trying our best through consultations with regional countries at the top of it, the strategic country of Iraq that has a special status in the region. We are trying to act in a way in dealing with these developments. We want to act in a way so that we could actually benefit the most from the positive impacts of these developments.
كلما مرت بنا الزمن من وجهة نظرنا فإن التغييرات والتحولات والتطورات التي تشهدها المنطقة تحظى بأهمية فائقة وبإمكانها أن تترك آثارا إما سلبية وإما إيجابية. نحن نبذل جهود دؤوبة من خلال تشاورنا وتبادل وجهات النظر بيننا وبين المسؤولين في بلدان المنطقة وعلى رأسهم الإخوة في جمهورية العراق من أجل أن تكون هذه الآثار إيجابية لأقصى حد ممكن، أي أن نتعاطى مع هذه التغيرات بهذا الشكل ومن هذه الزاوية.
البت
Go ahead, please, from Al-Iraqiya, I believe.
إيرانية ولا؟
an Iranian channel, actually.
وين كنت أنت؟ تفضل.
Go ahead.
عليكم السلام.
A question. Which is inaudible. Mohammed Farad from the Iranian news agency. According to the security agreement which was signed between Iraq and America, do you expect that the American troops will withdraw at the end of the year 2011? Do you think all of the troops will withdraw? Will some of these troops remain at the end of this year? And on the other hand, as you know, the security of the region is related and tied to all neighboring countries. Iraq, of course, is not present in the GCC, the Gulf Cooperation Council. Does Iraq intend to join the Gulf Cooperation Council? And thank you very much. Yes, regarding the security agreement with the United States, this agreement was signed. It has been signed, and at the end of year 2000. and 11, all of the American troops will withdraw from Iraq, will exit Iraq according to the agreement, in accordance with the agreement which was announced. There are no secret deals here. Everything is very clear. Everything is transparent and has been announced in public and uncovered. Will America, the question, the other question, will America withdraw with its embassies, with its consulates, with its influence from Iraq? The answer to that question is no. Of course, America in that respect will stay because there are relations and there are agreements of cooperation, agreements on the long term between America and Iraq. Of course, this is part of a strategic agreement and this includes all areas of cooperation. But when it comes to military troops which are present in accordance with an agreement, no, these troops will all exit. Now, regarding your second question, Iraq has not made a request to join the Gulf Cooperation Council. Iraq at the present stage is preoccupied with rebuilding itself, with rebuilding its capabilities and its abilities in general, until it reaches a stage whereby it won't request joining any bloc whatsoever. We believe that this is the direction which we are walking on. This is the direction which the government wants to pursue.
خارجی و آمریکایی خاک عراق را ترک خواهند کرد یا خیر باید بخشی از این نیروها خواهند ماند یا خیر پرسش دومشون در خصوص امنیت منطقه که به همه کشورهای منطقه مرتبط هست آیا عراق قصد دارد با عضویت شورای همکاری خلیج فارس درآید یا خیر جناب آقای زیباری پاسخ دادند که توافقنامه عقب نشینی بین عراق و آمریکا انجام شده است و در پایان 2011 نیروهای بیگانه خاک عراق را ترک خواهند کرد طبق بندهای توافقی که فیما بین ما و ایالات متحده به امضا رسیده است و هیچ معامله پشت پرده و محرمانه‌ای در این مسئله وجود ندارد همه کارها و اقدامات ما اعلام شده و علنی است اما اگر منظور این است که آمریکا بخواهد سفارتخانه و کنسولگری‌های خودش را از عراق خارج کند البته خیر و این کار انجام نخواهد شد ما یک همکاری دراز مدت استراتژیک با ایالات متحده داریم و این همکاری تداوم خواهد یافت و در خصوص پرسش دوم استحضار می رسونم که عراق تقاضایی برای عضویت در شورای همکاری خلیج فارس ارائه نداده است و الان ما سرگرم پرداختن به مسائل داخلی کشور هستیم و بر حسب امکانات و توانمندی‌های خودمون فعلا چنین قصدی را نداریم و رویکرد رسمی و رویکرد دولت جمهوری عراق فعلا چنین تقاضایی را برای عضویت در شورای همکاری ندارد.
سوال اخیر بعد
final question, where is the Iraqiya channel? From Al-Iraqiyya, my question is to the Foreign Minister of Iran. What are the main subjects which were discussed with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki before you held your discussions with the Foreign Minister of Iraq? The second question to the Foreign Minister of Iraq, you announced you intend to visit Iran. Will you discuss with the private and public companies to invest in Iraq?
صالحی سوال میکنند که مهمترین محورها و برجسته ترین موضوعاتی که با جناب آقای مالکی مطرح فرمودید چه بوده است خطاب به آقای زیباری سوال کردند سفری اعلام فرمودید که قرار است سفری به جمهوری اسلامی ایران داشته باشید آیا از شرکت های بخش دولتی و خصوصی دعوت خواهید کرد برای سرمایه گذاری در عراق یا خیر
In connection with a meeting that I had with Prime Minister Maliki, we discussed around the issues that Mr. Zubairi mentioned, more generally, and with Mr. Zubairi, the Iraqi Foreign Minister, in more detail. We had the discussions that revolve around the mutual relations in various fields, also regarding regional issues. There has been agreement regarding many of these issues, regarding non-interference in other countries' affairs. We stress the fact, and on the other hand, we also believe that the problems in the region need to be dealt with in such a way that the legitimate demands of the people be heeded, and also military intervention should be avoided, and resorting to military force should be avoided also.
Well, you're watching live footage from Baghdad. Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Saleh and his counterpart, Mr. Hoshyar Zubairi, are holding a joint press conference. Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Saleh is on an official two-day visit to Iraq. Well, in his opening statements, Mr. Zubairi said that Iran and Iraq have made good progress in bilateral ties. They also discussed tourism, trade, water resources, and also the issue of demarcation of borders. Mr. Zubairi stressed that the security agreement with the U.S. will end at the end of the year 2011, and he also spoke of a visit to Iran as well. Mr. Ali Akbar Saleh also stressed the importance of regional developments, and he also mentioned that he had met with the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki earlier in the day. Now, Mr. Saleh is heading a political delegation, and he was welcomed by his Iraqi counterpart, Mr. Hoshyar Zubairi, at the Baghdad International Airport upon his arrival on Wednesday. Well, that's it with our live coverage. For now, stay with us. The news and brief is up next on the top of the hour.
Goodbye for now.